like, yeah, like, the concept of that one, like, that's why...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to WMUC-FM College Park Geek Tunes. Today, I'm joined by three very special guests. Why is it so loud? First of all, here, you can get it.
Hey, I'm Jack.
Yeah! Wow, it was so loud. Woo!
Drones mic work.
I don't think, talk?
Probably not.
No, it doesn't. We go over here.
Sanjay Fohas.
Sanjay Fohas.
George Van Vandergoff.
Dylan Asshat.
George Van Vandergoff.
Today, we have some music, and we're going to watch the Rockets-Warriors game. So, let me sign into Spotify. O'Neal is not here, unfortunately, tonight.
Unfortunately?
No, I did not say fortunately. I would never say that. I would never say that.
Play the hot day sound effect. Neil's not here.
Wait, play the Brokeback Mountain score for Colin.
What did you say, Dylan?
Brokeback Mountain score for Colin.
True.
So you can understand me.
Bro, I gotta do the two-step verification. Okay. First question of the night. Topical, relevant. 100 gorilla... Wait, no. 100 men versus one gorilla. Who's winning?
I think definitely 100 men, to be
honest.
Who
are you asking?
Everyone. It's an open debate.
What'd you say?
Like, they could dogpile on that gorilla real quick.
100 men?
100
yeah,
men
or... I think so.
But the thing is, like, how many can attack at once, realistically?
What are you doing to these 100 men?
I'm not doing anything. The gorilla's fucking them up.
Are you guys fighting them, or are you guys...
Yeah, it's like, it's a fight to the death.
It's a fight.
Gorilla versus 100 men.
One gorilla.
Where'd you get this question?
Huh?
Where'd you get this question?
This is, like, this is a trending topic. This is a real current event. What's your answer?
Depends on the gorilla.
Like,
yeah.
Like, depends on the
map. Like the max level gorilla.
This is like a dumbass question.
No, it's not.
Did you like look up question to ask?
This is all my Instagram is talking about this, I swear
what's
to God.
Instagram?
I guarantee if I go on Reels right now I'll find like
interviewer. Oh, Howard Stern.
Yeah, some shit he asked.
So tell me Glorilla. What? 100 men. 100 men. And then he's like, no, Glorilla.
I say the gorilla.
Alright, yeah, play some Arthur Russell.
Alright.
That's it. Before we got there, last morning time, before we got there, that's morning time, before we got there, that's morning time, before we got there. I just wanna be wherever you are. Hard as that can be, it's never too hard. This heart loves to see by its own light. Love inside of me, it's working at night. Seconds before I see in the dark. This time that I was soon coming to seconds turn. This time that I'm trying to be away. It's a big old world with nothing in it. I can't wait to see you another minute. It's a wild combination. It's a wild have combination. It's a wild, it's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. It's a wild combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild, it's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. Dances before we got there. Fascinating time before we got there. Dances before we got there. Fascinating time before we got there. For a price, push up and be part of it all. Surfing, swimming, it's a wild combination. Kissing, mileage, that's you in the pool,
Okay, so for our first time guest, we have two questions that we ask to pretty much everyone. Some real thought-provoking stuff coming up. First, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why is it freezing time?
I think I would love to have teleportation, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just moving shit is mm-hmm. is so painful in real time. Like, if I could just teleport right now to a beach.
That's my answer, too, ironically.
The Outer Banks.
Hey!
That's where you teleport? That's the beach?
Huh?
You wouldn't teleport to, like an island somewhere?
That could be a beach.
I know, but you said the Outer Banks.
Oh.
That would be like your teleportation.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of memories in the Outer Banks. So,
have you seen the show? Place.
No, I haven't actually.
You're so John B. coded.
Jenison, someone told me actually that you were like written by a woman.
Wait, what
I don't know if that's true. But
what happened to the banana sparkling water?
Oh, we only did that. That was a lie. We only did that for you and Andre. You're the only two people who have done that.
Me and who?
You and Andre.
Has anyone chosen stopping time going on the show?
Well, we always try to bait them into saying that. I think it kind of worked one time with Precious. He was like super speed, and we were like, "Oh, you mean like moving so fast to the point where you're basically freeze time, right?" And he was like, "Yeah." So
did Sam say super smell?
No, I made that up, but no, but yeah, he said X-ray vision and super smell combined into one power, and like locker room invisibility power.
Do you have a blend on the podcast?
He's up next, so we know we'll get some good takes there.
Invisibility, but only in the locker room.
Yeah, it's the only time it matters. But okay, second question. Wait, Dylan, did we ever ask you that question?
No.
Okay, what's your answer?
Invisibility.
Why?
Go in locker rooms.
Alright. Expected.
Next question.
Alright, next question. If you'd be any animal, what would you be and why?
Cockroach on a locker room wall.
Crawling through the locker. Yeah.
Indestructible.
Can withstand a nuke and I'll still be in that locker room.
Dylan, if you could be, like, if you could have any profession, what would it be?
I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that.
That one's, a job is harder to think about. Just
that implies I have to have a job.
Yeah.
You could do some Anthony Bourdain shit. Spicy
Session. Oh, yeah, I would do that thing.
That's, like, the dream job. That's not even a job, bro.
I'd
just
wake up, spicy Session, smoke a joint, drink a Diet Coke. Then go to Pittsburgh.
And not Serbia.
And not Serbia. The fuck am I gonna eat there?
Baklava. Except that was Greek.
Ow.
Alright. Jack, what animal would you be if you could be any animal?
Low-key, like a crow.
Ooh.
Because they'd be smart as hell.
They're really smart. My dad wages war on them. They have like chess battles in the lawn.
They keep grudges, low-key.
Yeah,
so that kind of makes sense.
It's been going on for like years. What do you say?
So does your dad. Your dad keeps grudges, too.
Yeah, yeah, he does. Yeah, he don't play around. Yeah.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! What did he say in Easton that one time?
Huzzah.
Was it huzzah?
It was huzzah.
Iron Man fan of shit.
Yeah.
So low-key, have y'all seen the video of, like, the seagull versus the crow, or, like, they're
I don't
both
think
trying
so.
To catch a cracker off like a building.
I'm gonna look that up.
And the seagull like completely fumbles that shit, bro.
Seagull versus crow cracker videos. Is this it?
Differences.
This seems yeah.
Yeah. Seagull.
Clumsy
fumbles
ass.
Fumbles that shit.
For those of our radio listeners,
ooh, precision.
Whoa, fumbled that shit.
That's what convinced you? You saw that video, you were like, I'm a crow.
Well, they were low-key accurate as fuck.
They were pretty damn accurate. I can't argue with that. Okay. So next up, what do we got, Jack? What song is this?
We got a very ambiance song called Firestarter by The Prodigy.
All right, bet. Let's get into it. Next up, We have a poetry segment from our poet. He's
texting me poets as we speak. Poems.
Poems. Okay, get close to the mic, Dylan.
Oh, that's a good one. You just
texted. All right. Well, you want the music? You need headphones for the music.
These work?
Yeah, those work. This is something I've been working on for like a really long time.
All right.
It's like pretty dear to me, honestly. Like.
Like the opposite.
This song, what is this? You love me? Thank you, Jack Miller, for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Skin off my bone. Stolen from me. Your decision. One. Two, three, four, skin, my cocoon, gone, my Parmesan palette, stolen from me, hopes and dreams, gone with a flap, never can I sleep, nor nap. How will I get moist when I need to fap? Skin off my bone. Stolen from me. Thank you. Thank you.
That was really, really, really good. Really, really powerful.
Thank you.
That was about,
what was it about?
It was a bunch of things. Next song, though.
All right.
This is Dean Blunt with Elias Rock. He did get no one.
something kind of wonky. All right, I got you. Let's see. Like, just define wonky. Like, give me like an atmosphere.
Like Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce.
Dolce Gabbana, but like silly.
But silly. All right. Let's see what we can do. Is that too silly?
Yeah, no, not really.
Okay.
I can't be serious with that.
True.
You think this is a fucking show?
Ambient silly. Baroque.
Hey.
Oh, this is good. So, next up we have Andre the Doja. Good looking boy. Cute little boy.
I was in the notes app cooking up a phone. I guess I did.
Yes, come here. Come here.
To the song in the background. Yeah, give me something a little more poetic. But that was a great intro song.
More buzzboard and more.
Hans Zimmer works. Yeah, perfect. I remember when I was in the ninth grade and I was like trying to grow out a mustache, and then I was like sad about having to shave my mustache. I listened to this song while shaving it, "Cornfield Chase." Like a dog with no home, like a muffin with no scone, not a pot to piss in, too much life to live in. The words, they make me change a page, the sleep it drives me to, blind rage, a thought, a flower, driving no brakes, 100 miles per hour. Stop. Like the wind, there in the moment, gone in the next, forever wishing you for the best. Of piece of me gone in the wind, goodbye to you, goodbye foreskin.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
What was that about? What was your inspiration for that poem?
I would like to follow up his poem.
It was a sequel to Dylan Hatfield's Stolen From Me poem.
You have another poem, Dylan? You want to go right now?
Golden State. More like boring and gay. I sit here pondering, elevating my mind in solitude. Andre smells nice. I'm sorry, Andre smells nice and like food. No snaps?
No snaps for that one. No snaps for that one.
Can I go again?
Yeah,
I couldn't keep it together. Okay. Please put on Stay by Hans Zimmer. That's my mood song. Stolen from me. Supposed to be a pairing, but at last it was none. It was gone before it had even begun. Stolen from me. Golden State, more like boring and gay. I sit here pondering, elevating my mind and Andre smells nice. Okay, I'm sorry. Andre smells nice and likes dudes.
Got you.
Okay, okay. what are we feeling? Some more cinematic vibe?
I think Joey Badass would be good background for Andres.
Sure.
Okay.
I think mine speaks for itself that it could go over anything.
Okay. Or wait, should we do an ambient song? Or like an instrumental? Like a...
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah,
how about like a...
instrumental.
Like what kind of type beat? Like Kodak Black type beat? Or 10 Toes Down freestyle?
Give me like a Black
Eyed Peas. No. Something more like Hans Zimmer, I guess.
Okay.
Me
it's still a poem. It's not a
still a poem. Okay.
Right when we gonna sing? Now, this is a part of our book coming out soon. Mm. It's very personal to us.
Have we decided on the title yet?
Yeah, we haven't. And we'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, Squarespace.
Yeah.
And BetterHelp.com. And Dollar Shave Club.
Mm-hmm.
Your next poem is by Andre Radaha. 20 years old.
So young, so talented.
This is a follow-up to the previous two poems.
A young, talented boy out of Eastern Europea.
A book of rhyme, it's so divine, I beg to you 1,000 times, no. Forget it, it's over, we're done. No fun, no friends, no pool, no sun. Dylan's brother, big and bold. Watched him grow from a wee young lad to a big sloppy toad. This life, it's hard. Imagine poop touching an open wound. It's so bizarre. Forevermore, we're left with none. Forever dazed, it's time to run. As I wander and as I wallow, I start to see the memory of my foreskin that was taken from me.
Okay, that was a little personal.
Big sloppy toe.
A little personal.
Yellow.
I guess I do. Just from the same book. Burgers and fries would be nice if you were still with me. But the thought of you in the jar makes me ill. You were ripped from my arms, stolen from me. My heart had a fly. I was meant to have shelter, but I freeze to death. So unmoist, my heart is broken, nothing I can do, a life I won't know, stolen from me, Lord prolong my pain, leave me in vain, leave me insane, my foreskin is gone!
Check him out.
Two young talents. The future of poetry. Okay. Jack, you want to play this next?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Okay.
I come here today to talk about how I feel. And I feel like that we are treated differently than other people. And I don't like how we're treated. And just because of our color doesn't mean anything.
Just the way I feel. Mine's been racing so long. Yeah, it's just no way to deal with these problems alone. And I really can't take it no more. I've been by temptations, my lord. I'm young and I'm restless. And I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Now everybody got problems, yeah, but we didn't know one way to solve them. I really came up from the bottom, struggling my mama on the last dollar.
Hustling, man, I've been putting in these hours. The government been trying to take it where it's ours. Really all about the money and the power. I just wanna see my people in power. Tell me how we gon' shape this vision. Complaining all day, but in the same condition. If you wanna make change, it's gon' take commitment. Some people enslaved by their religion. Can't emancipate the fundamental prisons. What I see through optics, transform the wisdom. Watch me use my prophets, get them on the listen. I've been on a mission. And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless. And I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Lord, can you help me? I said, Lord, can you help me? Everybody got fights, yeah, but wouldn't know what good advice was. Till they leave him lifeless. Another mama crying, it's another crisis. Lord knows we just trying to live righteous. Are you willing just to make the sacrifices? I know we can't continue living like this. And I never sell my soul cause that's priceless. Tell me how we gonna make a living. Hustle on the block, who gonna save the children? Man, it's all a plot and I'm just revealing. The media just trying to make a villain. I just take the pain and paint a picture of. Voices in my head, I hear the whispers. When I feel it sway in hell, it's swishing. Oh, I sip the liquor, ah! And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptations, my Lord. I'm young and I'm restless. And I really can't help it. I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. Tell me, Lord, can you help me? I said, Lord, can you help me? So lonely. It's just the way to deal with these problems alone. And I really can't take it no more. I've been fighting temptation, my Lord. I'm living on presence. I said, Lord, can you help me? I never felt selfish before. I've been living so reckless, I know. To me, Lord, can you help me? I said, Lord, can you help me?
Make this spring the season of you with a
playing chess, I never forget. This is off the dome, I really was playing chess. What you know about it, Martin 255, and I'm losing real bad cause I suck hot bars. Hey, hold up, freestyle, unexpected. Meant to write a poem, but I checked it. Like mate, and we know. Poem starting now, and we flow.
Well,
burning in love, a low top fate, a brief for young Serbian boy, not even 21 yet, just discovering his joy, traveling to the world from a third world country, survive, you see, make money.
Studio full, heart empty, farts ripping, my blade ready, a remnant of the younger me, eating Doritos from the ripe lemon tree. A boy with hopes and dreams as tall as the clouds. They start to fade away through pumpkin muffy crowds. From peaks to valleys, mountains to sea, I'm bound to meet the real uncut me.
You're actually really good at this.
At my poems?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a stand-up poem.
Very, very good. All right, oh wait, gotta crank out the PSA.
He's got a snap, bro. And he's acting like he's cut.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday. FCA@UMD.com.
Alright, that's all we got time for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye, bro.
Thank you to my very special guests, Dylan, Andre, and Jack, once again. Good night, everyone.
W all.
W all.
Wait a dick, wait a while.